Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good afternoon. Missing man Benjamin Ross has been found alive in Mallorca 12 days after vanishing. The news came hours after his mum flew there to help with the search for her son. He's been treated for dehydration and exhaustion, but it's hoped that he'll be back in the UK as soon as possible. The 26-year-old aspiring barrister had travelled to the island for a holiday in June to visit a friend before extending his stay and finding temporary accommodation. He was staying in Palma but hadn't been heard from in nearly 2 weeks. Yesterday, Ben was at the British consulate in the city. For now, the family are requesting some privacy whilst they get Ben back to full strength and home, and they want to extend their thanks to the press, the media and the public for their support in finding him. Amidst growing numbers of young migrants arriving in the Canary Islands, Parliament will vote today on a proposed bill that would force other regions to take responsibility for some of the young people. The bill has sparked a national political crisis, and there is no guarantee it'll pass. The Conservative Popular Party is torn. On the one hand, it is the junior member of the Canary Islands government and is being urged by its senior partner, the Canary Coalition Party, to support the deal. On the other hand, the far-right Vox is threatening to withdraw from its coalition governments in other regions if the PP accepts any deal to relocate underage migrants, even voluntarily. Under Spanish law, the regional authorities where the children arrive are responsible for their guardianship, but the Canary Islands government says it is overwhelmed with more than 5,500 youngsters. World football's governing body FIFA has revealed that one of the Spanish stadiums lined up for the 2030 World Cup has been banned from hosting any matches. This concerns the new Mestalla Stadium in Valencia, with a capacity of up to 70,000. It is the third largest in the country, but remains unfinished. The construction was first announced back in 2006, with the Valencia Football Club's president calling it the best stadium in the world. But after 2 years, construction was halted due to the club's financial problems. Despite numerous plans to resume construction in recent years and desperate attempts to raise the necessary funds, New Mestalla remains unfinished. Valencia has sent an email to the World Cup organisers saying they are ready to guarantee the stadium's completion by 2030. And authorities have detained a German-operated cargo ship for causing a spill during a refuelling operation near Ceuta. The Antigua and Barbuda flagged Tony Stark cannot leave the port on Africa's north coast until the owners pay bail of €120,000. The Tony Stark's German-based operator Nauticore Shipping did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.